This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Didn't go live. Oh, she went live. Can we move the light to be in here? Because I can't see them. Put it just behind the... Yani, who am I for? Mariam, no. It has to be exactly behind the camera. And then this should be up taller. Yeah, this is how it is. Yeah, lovely. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Oh, the sound is really good. MashaAllah. Yes. So, bismillah walhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una. Wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma anni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba. Wa du'ain la yusma' rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So welcome to our Tuesday program. Alhamdulillah, we are still in Surah Al-Mulk. We're going to be doing the second page of Surah Al-Mulk. I don't think we'll finish it today. Inshallah, if Allah give us life, probably next week we will finish it, and then we're going to figure out what we're going to do, which surah. And then I start getting all these requests. So we'll see which request I will say. Not respond, will Allah want me? It needs to be short because we have only till the break, to the winter break. Then I will not be here. So figure out one of the short surahs, which one you really want to learn about, right? So short surahs meaning a page, page and a half, something like that. I mean, then Mulk, I was planning first in three classes, but then subhanAllah, you keep going till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened whatever. Okay, so again, surah was revealed in Mecca, surah that is a protector, right? Saver, helps in the punishment of the grave. So what does the surah talk? We talked about last time, just a quick review. Number one, there is no stories of prophets at all. There's no even name of a prophet. There is all the talk goes literally alternate. Talks about Allah, His creation, Day of Judgment, Allah, His creation, little bit Day of Judgment, and then ends up with Allah, question from Allah about His creation with no answer. So as I was preparing, I was like, why this one is about the grave? Yes, there is the hadith, but what is in it that it reminds me of the grave? Are you all with me? I'll leave it to you. We'll talk about it next week. So you do your own. And just read it. I mean, alhamdulillah, if not almost all of you, know it and you know the concept. And we went in through it. This is the fourth class. There has to be something in it that Allah used it for the protection of the punishment of the grave. Has to be something, although there is no mention of a grave in it. And there is no mention of death in it. Isn't that interesting? SubhanAllah. طيب. So here, now Allah bring us back, and we're going to talk about this earth. SubhanAllah, this weekend, I was out of town, and there was a drive. My host, may Allah reward them, they took me to the place of the retreat, and there was about 2 hours drive. And as we were driving, literally this verse came to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is verse number 15. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. Pay attention to this verse. Because this verse, if I know it, I know the meaning, I can apply it in every minute of my life. That we spend a lot of time driving, especially living in this state. So هو is Allah. جعل لكم made for you. Okay. Al-Arda Dhalula, that's the name. Al-Arda is the earth. What is Dhalula? Is it? It's easier for you. Here, Dhalula, Dhalala, meaning made the difficult easy. We say Dhalala Sa'ab, made the difficult easy. Huwa alladhi ja'alakum al-Arda Dhalula. It made it easy for you. Why I'm saying this? Because look at the next one. Famshu fi manakibiha. Walk, travel, drive, meaning, again, we live in this estate. Just look behind you, to the east, what are you going to see? You're going to see mountains, right? This is how we are. Irvine is a valley, mountain, and where do you live? Right? Don't you drive? 405, 5. On your left side, if you're going north, is going to be the mountains. On your right side, the mountains. On your left will be the ocean. Right. Think of it so you can apply this verse. Imagine there was no valley. It was all mountains till the ocean. Can we live here? Very difficult. So this is what he did. جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. He made the earth facilitate, in other words, you can translate, facilitate the earth for you so you can walk around. It's not walk around, have a, like, let's go and walk. So you can live. So you can do your daily things. If there was no road from here to LA, how we are going to be doing a lot of the work we need to do. Now, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. And again, there's a beautiful word هنا. فَمْشُوا, walk or drive, traverse. مَنَاكِبِهَا is the word. What is مَنْكَب?
Shoulder.
And why he used shoulder? Does the earth have shoulder? No. It's beautiful. The مَنْكَب الْبَعِير, they say, for the Arabs, they always have Ba'ir, which is camels. So they use camels. The weakest point in the camel is actually the shoulder of the camel. So Allah said he made the weakest part of the earth easy for you to walk on, because the hardest part is very difficult for you to live in. So he used the word mankab. And then وَكُلُوا مِن رِزْقِهِ, and eat. This is general, رزق, his provision, or his sustenance, or his food. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and we all gonna back to him, or resurrection will be to him. Now, look at this verse. This is how you understand the Quran. So you have four parts in this. هُوَ Allah, جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا, made the earth easy. Then there is an order. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. And then you're going back to him. Why? Why? Why didn't he say, very common in other places of the Quran, and be grateful? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Because this is the best, how to walk, how to live in this life.
هو التست, he said it in the beginning. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The second verse he said, you're on this, he created death and life to see who will be doing the best. But why he put earth, walk around, eat from his sustenance, وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and you're going to go back to him. It's beautiful. You have to read the tafsir to know this, because this is amazing connection. I found it in one book only. When we go back to Allah, what he's going to ask us about? Were you grateful? Were you grateful? Are you grateful? Are we? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants are grateful. Now, gratefulness is not just saying Alhamdulillah, definitely, but that's not it. Grateful is when you're driving that car and we're stuck in that traffic, especially we live in a, again, city. Traffic is the norm. I am not going to focus and huff and puff about the traffic. I'm going to look at the street, and I said, he made the streets easy for me. And if there is no traffic, then even more. I was like, Alhamdulillah, there is a highway. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, he's going to ask me everything he gave me. He is going to ask me about. And that is why this is one of the reasons it's going to save me from the punishment of the grave, because it's going to make me more grateful. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, look at the word, his sustenance. How many of you had lunch today? All of us. I don't know how many of you yet had dinner, or maybe no dinner plans. But it's not my food. I didn't cook, you didn't cook, you didn't buy, you didn't order. It's his rizq. But how many of us think this way? The whole al-mulk is a continuous reminder of him, of things that we see it every single day, yet we don't pay attention to it. And look at the next one. Now he is reminding me, I gave you one and two and three, be careful. Now he starts scaring me. This is actually the tone of Surah Al-Mulk. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. There is a rhetoric question, no answer. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Are you so safe from the one who is in the sky, heaven, that he will decide and he will open this earth and swallow you? What is the answer? No. Mafi, there isn't. Rhetoric question, very common language of the Quran. Why? Why there is no answer in general? Because the answer is obvious. Because we are not safe. How many of you have seen, well, earthquake? If you didn't live it, you've seen the pictures, right? When I went to Turkey in this really bad earthquake, which was 7.4, absolutely, you see the earth was sucked, especially from the aftershocks. How safe we are. We live in a, for us, in a state, it's on that line. And that's why for the last 3 or 4 months, we have felt it. 4.3, 4.5, right? Are you safe? That's what he's saying. Of course, this was revealed to the disbelievers. Who was punished by the earth swallowed him? Why? Well, Bismillah, why? Why Fir'aun was swallowed by the water? Oh. Fir'aun was also arrogant. Just a second. Khasf is one of the most scary and humiliating, and it's sudden. The earth opens and swallows you. Go to the internet and look at some pictures from Florida. They have a common thing. I can't remember now what they call it. A sinkhole. Exactly. It's very common in Florida. Something has to do with the way the earth is in there. Suddenly you find in the big street, big sinkhole, and the car is in there. We see it. Everything in this page, by the way, is things we see. It's not something we will see. Something we see every day. Are you safe that Allah will do this to us? And then why khasf? He was talking to the disbelievers, meaning he was telling them, are you safe from what I did to Qarun? I'll do it to you. When I am rich and I brag about my money, when I'm rich and I show off, I don't have to be Qarun, but I have more than others. And I brag about it. Let alone I say, I worked very hard and I got the money. Let alone when I have the money, I start treating people like they are nothing. And usually the punishment, الجزاء من جنس العمل, it's a rule in fiqh and in this deen. The punishment is similar to the offense. Whenever I am arrogant, the punishment will be, I will be humiliated. This is a rule. Allah have done it all the time. All the time. أَأَمِنْتُمْ? And it's a question. مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ? Is Allah فِي السَّمَاءِ? Is Allah فِي السَّمَاءِ? That's an aqeedah question. But why did he say, نعم, there is no space for Allah. Allah is not bounded by space. But why did he say man fis sama? That's his words. Right? Beautiful also. This is why when you have surahs, you really want to understand, read, especially those of you who know Arabic. Read the tafsir. They said there's two reasons. One, because the people at that time, when this was revealed to them, they think Allah is fis sama. Rabbuka, they used to tell Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbuka alladhi fis sama. Your Lord that is on top. But reality, this is the beauty. As-sama min as-sumu. And as-sumu in the Arabic language is al-ulu. So something that is higher than us. So not necessarily up, but higher, bigger, better. We don't even compare. And then يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. The one who is higher and bigger, can he do that? Can he do that? Yeah. Absolutely. Right? أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُور. What is تَمُور? لا, هي مُمُور. No. You have to be very careful because the way, don't answer if you don't know, honestly. Because Allah's words in the Quran is not just said, it's not like you and me. There is this word, serve this purpose, and this word. What is tamur? يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا. Allah said it also. It not only moves, but moves like waves. وَهِيَ tamur. Earthquake, the earth move. SubhanAllah. And then what happens? You start having openings and swallow people. Are we safe from that? Can I say I'm safe? Okay. That doesn't apply to me. And what is he trying to tell me? Why did he put this? Because he talked about himself. He said, I did this to you. You're coming back to me. We're still heedless. I know. Then he starts scaring me. And that's also the language of the Quran. He moves me because he knows my feeling and yours. Some people needs to be scared. Some people needs to be reminded. And some people needs to be motivated. That's why there is Jannah and there is Nar. There is hellfire and there is Jannah. Some people motivated, I want to go to Jannah, they will work. Some people, you know what, I don't care, let me just get to the door. We say this, and it's very sad that even we think this way. But anyway, then I need to be scared. أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. Or you are safe that he decide to change the rain, instead of rain of water, will be rain of, what is حاصبة? What is حاصبة? What is حاصبة? Somebody said it. What is حصب? Stones, but hot stones. Who was punished by hot stones? Only people. The people of Lut. And? أصحاب الفيل. Two people, completely different era. قوم لوط, people of Lot, they were punished. فأرسلنا عليهم حاصبا من السماء. Or فأرسلنا عليها. Hot coal, stones on them. Imagine hot stones. Have you ever, I don't know if you get it here, probably you don't. But if you go especially next month or in February, if you go to the colder places, when it rains with hail, H-A-I-L. And when you drive, you're going to start doing many du'as, because if one hail hits that windshield, you cannot see anything anymore. It will be shattered. And this is cold. Now imagine this size, strong, because it's coming from up and hot. Are we safe? فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَذِيرٌ. Did I warn you enough? Did I give you what you need to know enough? And then وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. The people before you have rejected. What is wrong with you? Right? People before us, you probably know people who maybe died recently and they rejected. What is going to happen to them? Let alone you read the Quran. People of Thamud, people of Nuh, people of Ad, people of Thamud. This is usually the sequence. People of Lut and people of Madian or Shu'aib. You read the stories, but you read the stories and next, why did Allah put all these stories for me? Also just to have fun or to get scared. No, to learn and to remember. To learn and to remember. Now look at the next one and you're going to say, what is now? Now he brings me down again. أَوْلَمْ يَرُوا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَّ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ. Don't they see? Another question. Do we see? Do we all see? Do you all see me? Do you all see me? Answer me. What do you see? A woman speaking. Right? Or you may see the light, you may see the camera, you may see behind me. Then you didn't see. This is what he's saying. أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. Don't they see the birds up there? صَافَّاتٍ, they are in rows usually. وَيَقْبِضٍ, they spread their wings and then they bring it together. What is this? Why this? You all know Surah Al-Mulk. Some of you read it every night before you go to bed. Right? Why is this? How many of you have seen birds? And how many of you have seen flocks of birds? Like, what does it do to you? Oh, beautiful. Oh, what kind of a bird? Or most of the time, I don't even pay attention. Why he's bringing my attention to the birds? Number one, something everyone can see. Everyone can see. There is no country that doesn't have birds. Maybe you don't see it every day because it is cloudy or it's cold or whatever, but you see it. So number one, he's saying, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, meaning they didn't see it. You see it, but you didn't see it. You saw me as a woman speaking. You saw me, I'm giving online. You see that, whatever. But none of us, the first thing come is the creation of Allah. So Allah, number one, he says, do you see the creation? Do you see my creation? But he didn't say my creation. He just said birds. But then why did he say he commented on their wings? It's twice actually in the Quran, the same thing. Here and in Surah Al-Nahl. Why? And they say the following. When the birds fly, it's exactly like someone is swimming. The human beings swim in the water. The birds swim in the air. And that movement is the same movement when somebody is swimming. The only difference is you put it in the front and the birds put it on the sides. Who keeps the birds up there in balance? Don't give me the physics. But who keeps them? Every time I'm in a plane, that's the first thing coming in my mind. Who's keeping this plane? Especially if it's this big plane, 300, 400 people. God knows how many luggages and stuff in it. And who's keeping it straight and moving? You know what? Yes, you're going to read hot air or cold air in between. That's all reasons. But who's keeping it moving? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. How many of us get into a plane and sit in that plane and think about this? صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. No one holds them, holds it. Even the kite, even the balloon. إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. Why did he say الرَّحْمَن? Why didn't he say إِلَّا اللَّهِ? This is how, those of you especially who teaches Quran, who knows Arabic, memorizing, you really have to start paying attention to the depth of it. Because there is 99 names of Allah. Why did he say Ar-Rahman? To show his mercy, of course, but why? It's always an ism al-dhat Allah. Wal-Rahman huwa min al-sifat. Ism al-dhat alladhi laysa lahu ma'na huwa Allah. Ar-Rahman, the merciful. But why Ar-Rahman? Thank you. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. Okay. I really now understood very well. I'm just kidding. It's His Rahmah, His mercy. We are ungrateful. We don't pay attention. We're too busy running around and complaining and disobeying Him. May Allah forgive me, number one. But because He's Rahim, He keeps things going for my service. Do I need the birds to live, to make this earth the lula, to make this earth easy for me to live? Do I need the birds? Yes, I do. Not to eat them, to keep the circle. There's a huge circle. I highly recommend, whenever we were planning to do something with Sama, inshallah, when there will be time, is to teach you this circle. It's not only the food chain, this circle of this earth. How every part of this earth, creation, complete piece of the puzzle. So I can breathe. So you can breathe comfortable. So you can see. So you can eat. It's amazing. I think I shared it with you, but in case not, I'll say it again. When I went with her hiking, right? So we were reflecting on the creation of Allah. And then as we were talking, I looked down and I see, please forgive me, stool of an animal. So I said to everybody, just be careful as you are walking. She stopped us. And she said, look, what do you see? Okay, that's what we see. And then she looked and she said, okay, this is of a coyote and not old. And this is probably less than 24 hours. And then we were seeing, subhanAllah, it's amazing. And then she said, look how all the ants are coming to it. And then she started explaining what is in that that we don't want to even look at, that the ants will pick. And then she says, birds is going to come. Now birds. Birds is going to come and it's going to pick up this part. And then they go on that stones that you see, rocks. Drop it on that rocks. That's how you see in the rocks. Trees comes out. Mind blowing. That's why Allah said, "Awalam yaraw," because we don't see. We don't see. We don't pay attention. We're too busy, stuck to our phones, or busy looking at each other, talking about each other, or judging each other. "Awalam yaraw, ma yumsikunna illa ar-Rahman," out of His Rahman. He's keeping this circle. So you and me, the sinners, please forgive me, live comfortable. None of us will have done that to each other, but because He's a Rahman. In al kafiruna illa fi ghurur, amma yarzuqukum in amsaka rizqah, bal laddu fi utuw wa nufur. Same question. If he decide there is no more food, He is not going to make this earth bring anything, neither orange, neither, we're in Orange County, neither orange, neither fruits, neither anything. Who's going to bring food? How are we going to survive? We live in the, of course, I'll go to whatever supermarket and I'll buy A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But where is the source? Where it's coming from? Original, original, original. Now, why he's reminding me of this again? It's remember what I told you, Surah Al-Mulk, it goes from the earth to the sky, from the earth to the bottom, from the life to death. It's a circle to keep reminding me because I am going back to him. That fact, or this fact, unfortunately, majority of us are heedless. Heedless is not in denial. If you ask anyone, even non-Muslim, don't believe in anything. You ask them this question, are you going to die? Nobody will tell you no. Nobody. It's a fact. Nobody stayed. No one. The oldest woman in the US, and I think she was in the world, she passed away last month. She was 103. African American. 103. Oldest. Nobody. The fact that we are not staying here forever, no one denies it. What happened afterward, that's where we differ. But nobody denies it. Yet, we live on this earth, all of us, as if we are living here forever. Why do you want to talk about death? We don't want to be depressed. Right? Let's talk about something more dhikr. And that's he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, أكثر من ذكري هذه من اللذات. He didn't call it mount. He said, remember a lot. أكثر. Remember plenty, the destroyer of joy. And the destroyer of joy is death. Because they asked him, what is the destroyer of joy? It's death. And if I am going to look and see, أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ. When I am in trouble, when I am alone in the middle of the night and my car is not working and my phone died, what am I going to do? Ya Allah, Allah. But when my phone was working, I'm not going to say Allah, Allah. I'm picking up the phone and looking at the first number. Imagine Allah, imagine this is you and me, right? Imagine this is you, this is me, right? You gave me everything, right? And I know you can help me. And you told me if you need anything, call me. I created this. I made this car. I know how to fix it. And then I go and call you. If any one of us, human nature, if I know this, you call me and says, I'm sorry, you didn't call me first. Surah Al-Mulk here brings me back to reality. Look around you. Look and see, not only look, look and see. And connect everything you have with him. Everything, and teach your children this thing. It's not my food, it's not my car, it's not my house. They are not my children. Allah gave it to me. And he's going to ask me about everything he gave me and what did I do with it. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Again, إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ. Who will help you? That's what he's saying. Who's going to give you victory? Who's going to help you in need? But we are living in, غرور is delusion. Delusion. Now, I hope now you're starting getting why it's going to save me from the punishment of the grave. It's a surah of a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call surah. Wake up. Live. Look around you. See everything. Especially for us, I say it again, I've said this many times for you. We live in a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city. In case you don't know how beautiful it is, you need to live somewhere else. As somebody looked at me and says, aren't we lucky? I said, why? They said, because we live in a city where people travel to see it. She was very right. May Allah reward her. She reminded me of something. But because we live here, we take it granted. So he brings me and he keeps reminding me, who feeds you? Who made this earth easy for you? Who made the birds? Doesn't bother you. They don't go up too high. They don't go up too low. And the birds are needed for 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And if he decide in a minute, if he gets upset in a minute, like you and me, we get upset normally, right? I will never do this to you. I'm never. And he will remove all this. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ. I will end up with this last one. And then the last thing will be next week. Then he gives a parable. When we walk, there's two ways we walk. Right? If you are an athlete and you exercised when you are young, how do you walk? Straight. And usually your head is up. Am I right? And you look ahead. If somebody is not, both are in their 40s, let's say, getting to the middle age. If somebody is not, how do they normally walk? Head down. So Allah gives this parable. Next, after all what I shared with you, He said, أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Another question. Al-Mulk is probably, if I am right, the highest number of questions with no answers. No answers. He said, are they the same? Now what is it, Ya Allah? Two people. أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. He walks or she walks, and then their head down. Okay. أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Or the other person walks straight on a straight path. What is this? What is he saying? I translated to you. والعربي, you know the Arabic. By the way, the language of it is not too hard, al-mulk. In very few words, you may have to look at the meaning. What is he saying? He's comparing, right? He's comparing two people. So what is the first one who's walking like that? And the second one who's walking up straight? أَمَّا يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِ أَهْدَى. More guided. أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Or the person who walks straight and on a straight path. Which one? Which one? The back is all quiet. I'm not speaking French, right? Which one? I'm saying the back. Which one? Which one? I can't hear you. Straight. So what is the parable? Why did he say, look down? Well, the other one is a straight. I mean, of course, the one who's straight is seeing better. What is the parable? This is a parable. Two people. Huh? I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
The two believers are going on the straight path. They raise their head. And the other ones are, you know, doing all the sins and they're non-believers.
And the other one? Okay, I'm going to give you the parable that you all will understand this day. Right? They're walking. Let's say, I just came from a travel. So I always learn a lot from when I'm walking in the airports. SubhanAllah, it's an amazing observation. And you see people literally walking like that. The usual, right? So the person was sitting next to me. It's almost 5 hours, 4 hours and 50 minutes. The 4 hours and 50 minutes, he did not drop the phone from his hand. Like that. I was like, Rabbi, what is he doing? 5 hours? Yani, even movie, it done. And I was like, I slept, I woke up, I read, I did, I reflected, and he's still. Now I'm going to explain to you what Allah is saying. So here I am. I'm on the window. So I'm looking. Sometimes you see down. So you see the creation of Allah. Sometimes you see the clouds, right? Sometimes you see in front of you, even the flight attendant is coming. I'm seeing what is happening around me and reflecting. Am I the same as that person who is always on this? That's what Allah is saying. That person in the verse is the person who's indulging in desires and dunya. I don't have time. And I'm so focused on me or my family or my food or tomorrow or vacation. Or, you know, the usual halal, by the way. He's not talking about haram here. Versus the person, Mahmoud, the other person also has this life. I mean, nobody is free. But the other one is straight, seeing the reality of everything, seeing those birds that I normally don't pay attention, seeing the pictures of the earthquake and make sense. Are they the same? And the last, and then I'll stop here because the next one will be a different. Then he suddenly says, وَهُوَ بَاكْتُهِ أَنْشَأْ لَكُمْ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُ. He is the one who created for you السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ, hearing, eyesight, and their hearts, spiritual. الأفئدة is usually spiritual. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, you're ungrateful. Now what is this? Why here? You all know, yes, of course, Allah created. Two questions first. Why he always starts with hearing before seeing?
Huh? Because hearing, when you are like sleep or something, you can't avoid it, and it's the last
sense. Why in the Quran, أَسْمَعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصَرْ, the hearing is before seeing. I will be surprised if you know it, because you have to study embryology. Because the first thing Allah creates is hearing. He creates hearing before sightseeing. The baby maybe sees. They still did not prove it. Probably 7 months. But from 20 weeks, he starts hearing. That's why you hear a lot of people say, read Quran. The baby hears. Subhanallah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very rarely you are grateful. Why? You hear and you see and you can reflect, but you are mukibban. I'm not grateful when I don't use what Allah gave me to know Him, get closer to Him, serve Him, serve His creation. So He said, I gave you one and two and three. What did you do with it? What did we do with it? I gave you hearing. What did we do with it? We start listening to all what? Disobeys Him. And I don't have time even to sit and listen to a beautiful nature and see. He gave it to me. To do what? To look at haram? To watch all this and that? And then He gave me this spiritual heart. To do what? To know Him. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ, don't they comprehend? Did you get what he's saying? And I think I gave you 6 or 7 verses from it. Surah Al-Mulk. If I am able to answer every question he did not answer in this verse, I am absolutely saved. I don't have to worry about anything. I lived with him. I know him. I obeyed him. And everything around me remind me of him. But we are too busy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, the best thing I have ever, I will give you this advice. Because we tried it this weekend in the retreat. I asked all the attendees, turn off your phone, text your family, and tell them you're absolutely fine, you arrived. And we started Friday. And if you want, turn it on Sunday when you are leaving. I can't tell you the feedback. Apply that. Cut down on yours, as they call it, screen time. No, believe me, nobody will die. I did it. 2 days. I opened. I was like, let me see. I send a message, if you need, reach to Maryam. Nothing happened. There was like 100 WhatsApp messages. Nothing. The earth continued. People lived. Right? And even the emails, nothing. But the clarity Allah gives you, the enjoyment, wallahi. And this is not me, we were 60 in that retreat. The feedback was the same. I thought, especially because there was young also, there was youth. I thought they would start complaining. The clarity that Allah gives you, you start seeing things. So one of the things to see what Allah wants us to see, to reflect, is turned it off. Imagine that. He was a young man who was sitting next to me. If he turned off completely his phone for 4 hours and start looking around, what would he have seen that he missed? Mukibban ala wajhi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. Any questions?